You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another decent day. We'll say mid-50s, but that's going to come rather early. And then the storm system rolls in. We'll see some gusty winds this afternoon, and temperatures will start to plummet. So enjoy the 50s. How about yesterday? We cracked 60.
Oh, did we?
Dang.
Whoa.
Dang. It was like 61 or something.
What's going on, Earth?
Yeah. Anyway, 50s today, and then tomorrow's high with a chance of snow, only 32. So you get the yin and the yang this week.
Okay.
I got to tell you what happened over the weekend. It was Friday night or Saturday. I can't remember. One of those two. So we've been pretty good with our intake of food. I told you this weekend was kind of bad, but we've been better. You know, we've been trying to cut out sugar and stuff like that. But every once in a while, you know what I'm talking about. You get a hankering where you're like, you know what? I really want something. And if a couple is doing this and one person collapses, the other one collapses right away, right with them.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are being really good. And it's, I don't know, Friday night or Saturday night is about 9 o'clock. And Gretchen says, she comes in and she just has that look on her face like, I'm about to do something horrible. And she goes, I really, really want one of those turtle sundaes from Culver's.
You're a turtle sundae, she said.
She's got some thing about these turtle sundaes. Have you had them?
No, I've never heard of them.
Yeah,
do you lay on your back and eat it? And once you're on your back, you can't get up after you eat one?
Exactly. Somebody has to flip you over.
Help.
So she goes, I got a hankering for a turtle sundae from Culver's. And before the sentence is even finished out of her mouth, I'm getting up out of the chair and I'm grabbing my keys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go.
Let's make it happen.
I know what I like there. It's not that, but I've got my favorite too. So by the time we get to the Culver's, because again, we live out in the boonies, nothing is real close. It's almost 9:30. And we had checked, they're open until 10. Great. They're open until 10 at this location.
We can do this.
We can get there. We'll get there before 9:30. Fine. I don't want to be that person who's, you know, driving through the drive-thru at 2 minutes before they close. Yeah. So we get there, and it, you know, it's dark, and it's mostly deserted, and there's nobody waiting in the order part of the line. We just pull right up. Hey, turtle sundae. I'd like a concrete mixer with peanut butter and blah, blah, blah. No problem. Pull around. We pulled around. When we did, there's a car waiting at the window to pick up their stuff. No big deal. Get there, put in park, and we're talking about something. We just continue our conversation, and we wait. And we wait. And we wait a little longer. Now, we're not impatient, and we know we're going to get the ice cream, so we don't care. But we become very curious. It's 9:30. What did these people ahead of us order?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, it must be some really massive order. Like, I bet they're going to hand out, like, 4 bags. Maybe somebody's going to an office or some workplace, sure. You know, late shift.
Or there's kids in the car, you know.
Or kids.
10 kids in there.
And we wait. And I'm not kidding. It's a lengthy wait, which is making me wonder if our ice cream is melting.
Right, sitting there.
Finally, the window, not a bag of anything. They hand out 1 cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
And the person takes it and drives off. And I turn to Gretchen and I go, did we wait all this time because they had to make coffee?
Sure, they had to brew a pot. I'm sure it's empty at the end of the day.
Exactly. That's our point. So we pulled up, and when we pulled up, you know, and I'm going to pay, you can hear a couple of the employees inside talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
About, oh my God, they're going to be up all night. Oh, I can't believe we had to make that. Well, you can hear them chattering about it. And so we figured the new rule at the drive-thru is if it's at night like that, you cannot order a cup of coffee from the drive-thru. Go inside, sit down in a chair, and wait.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good rule.
You cannot order coffee at 9:30 on a Friday night.
From an ice cream shop.
From an ice cream joint.
You know where to go to get coffee.
Can't you still get that like at 7-Eleven or something at night?
Well,
I don't know.
I prefer a delicious cup of Boyer's coffee. But
hey, hold on. Let me hear. There we go. Go home and make some Boyer's.
Well, go home and make your own coffee. Yeah. But What a jerk.
That's the new rule, is that if you're in a drive-thru, no coffee at 9:30 at night. You got to go in or go to 7-Eleven.
If you do that and you roll up, the people on the inside have to say, you know what, we're closing in 20 minutes. We don't have coffee right
I'm sorry,
now.
We put our coffee to bed for the
night. I'm sorry
that
coffee is gone for the day.
So we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Please move forward. Yeah.
Here's a coupon. You know, they could have done the thing where they said, hey, park over there.
Absolutely,
and somebody will bring
could.
It out.
Yeah.
They could have done that, but even so.
Please
I
wait
find,
while we ground the beans for you.
Yeah, to make these employees, they're already, you know, short staff like everybody,
yes,
to make them have to brew coffee at night.
That's a jerk move.
That's a jerk move,
it's a jerk
in my
move,
opinion.
Man. Jerk move.
So it's not the end of the world. I get it. But I just want to throw that out
it's
there. That's the new rule.
Very funny observation, though. It definitely is.
you should have seen the... I think there was dead silence in our car when we saw just one hand come out of the window with one little, like a medium size. It wasn't even a large.
Was that coffee? Like,
medium, and I just slowly turned.
That's what we waited for.